We are reading in Kabbalah for the student, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah in page 573, when item 17, five discernments in the Masach, and it is also available in other sources in Hebrew. You could ask questions during the lesson through CAB TV. Selected questions relevant to the studied material would be aired throughout the lesson. And because there are new people around, I will repeat some of what we studied thus far. We are learning about the foundations of creation, the light. Build the creature. From the creature, who is the creature? The light is a desire to bestow. Which created out of absence a point, a dot, the desire to receive, opposite from it. This point, this is something out of something, out of existence, and this point is existence from absence. This is how it is. This is the, how shall I say it, the only act that is entirely unclear to us. How is it possible? Everything else is under the laws of light and a desire, both opposing qualities acting together, plus, minus, north, south, doesn't matter how you call it. Two forces, and we see that the whole of creation, both spiritual and corporeal, on all its levels, there are two forces and the combination between them. And if we see different forces, small, big, doesn't matter what, nevertheless, there are two. Rather, sometimes they are of different degrees, steel and vegetative and so on. And then they're acting in such manner, and it seems to us as many. But we can always divide into the bestowing and receiving forces. One pushes and one rejects. These two forces evolve. The light develop the point, develop it to the first degree called Aleph, letter, first letter in Hebrew. The desire become big. How big? The light wants to do it so big, meaning according to the fulfillment it wants to satiate it by, then Bechina Aleph, first discernment, we have the Kli, the vessel, and the light within it. This desire that's satiated with the light, by the light, started sensing that the light has satiated. Satiated it, and what's next? That the light bestow and the desire is receiving. Start sensing that the light is higher to itself and it want to be like it. So instead of receiving, like in the Bechina Aleph, first discernment, you want to be like the upper one, to bestow. And from that, the second discernment is born. Both the vessel and the light, but opposite. The vessel is in bestow. It wants to bestow. Out of wanting to bestow, start thinking, what shall I bestow? By what am I bestowing? I'm just not receiving. In order to bestow, I need to receive. Because what does it want? What does the Creator want? He wants me to receive. If I want to bestow upon Him, I need to receive from Him. And by that, I do good to Him. So, the third, Bechina Gimel, third discernment, what is it constructed of? By the first and the second discernment, Aleph and Bet, the desire to bestow and desire to receive together. And by that, the third discernment resemble the root. Root, Shorash in Hebrew. Resemble the Shorash phase, because it does the same. It gives at the end of the day, like the Bechina Shorash. Although I'm receiving and He wants me to receive, but in that, my intention is to give Him. So I give. And by Bechina Gimel doing so, third discernment, yeah? It starts sensing what Bechina Shorash is sensing. A great giving, a great love, great bestowing. Huge pleasure. And when that huge pleasure is sensed within the third discernment, it wants to receive it and enjoy by it. By what? By being as the Creator. Then the fourth discernment is coming, Bechina Daled, when that Bechina Daled wants to enjoy entirely from everything, as it is called, from receiving from Him, from bestowing to Him, from being like Him, from His state. Simply to receive and to enjoy. If the first discernment has in it Shoresh plus Aleph, root plus A phase. If the second discernment have Shoresh, Aleph and Bet, third discernment have Shoresh, obviously, and Aleph and Bet, and then it worth equal B'china Gimel, yeah, and that equal B'china Aleph. So the fourth discernment, B'china Dalet, is included of them all. Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and then it is B'china Dalet. Any further discernment, yeah, B'china discernment, comes to its development over its sensing the previous states there in it, meaning that same point. Nothing happened in it, in that point, other than its recognition. What it is, who it is, where it is, who is acting on it, how does it respond. It is the same point, however, evolved through its inner evolution. Hence, instead of Bechina Shoresh, the root phase, as it completely, as the light created it, here it is Bechina Daled, fourth discernment. It's development. We can say it increased, it's expanded, it's become broader. It is only how we say it in relation to our inner sensation. However, truly, the creature itself received here from the Creator His own desire. Everything else is His connection with the light that created in Him all kind of new discernments. What do I want to say by that? That this root phase, the creature, has evolved in its desire. Hence we have now in the Creator has created five desires. We are dividing it into five parts. Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Daled. Five types or degrees of the desire in a creature. It is all in all a point, a dot the Creator has created, the dot of desire, point of desire. And in it are five degrees of aviyut, coarseness. Five degrees of aviyut, coarseness in the desire. To the extent I feel myself more coarse, more stronger, understanding more so. This is called my aviyut, my reality. This is how this point has evolved. And when it came to this final development in the fourth state, which entirely want to receive all that is in the Creator, this is called the end of the development. There's nothing further. It wants to receive everything from the Creator, to enjoy from the lot entirely. Hence that state is called Olam Ein Sof, the world of infinity. This fourth discernment, Bechina Daled, when receives, you see it receives twice. Both the pleasure that comes from the Creator and the status, the state in which the Creator is at. It wants to enjoy the lot. So this is called the Olam Ein Sof, endless reception. Later on, it starts sensing shame, as we learned, that it is opposite to Him, that is truly, again, that the light constantly work on the desire. Hence, within the desire, all kind of undergoes all these changes. And later on, it feels shame. After shame, out of lack of choice, it comes to a first restriction, when restricting itself. It cannot tolerate the shame. And then the state, when restricting itself, it becomes empty. This state called the world of restriction, Olam HaTzimtzum, meaning the same world of Ein Sof, however restricted, emptied. And after that, when that fourth discernment emptied this whole creature, emptied entirely, it starts thinking, what will I do? Yeah? From my state, when I'm empty, not the creator, not for me and nothing, then it decides to make a screen, meaning it's kind of a patent, a kind of a illumination comes his way, out of the restriction between him and the light, and they're coming close. He start to understand, how will I nevertheless do something here? And then he come to decision that he has to receive in order to bestow. And in such way, he comes to be the creator, the bestower. He become the receiver of such a himself. He comes to the perfect goodness. And then you understand why the light took him through all those changes, in order for him to understand now what he needs to do. And when he decides that I will receive now only by the screen means intention in order to bestow. Intention in order to bestow. What does that mean? Because other than the desire to receive, the creature has nothing. He only knows how to receive. By what will he change himself? Meaning he will give instead of receiving, by the intention. How will he do that? That depends on the connection between him and the light, him and the creator. If I only in contact that I receive and he gives, then I have no other choice. I can either receive or not receive because of my own shame. Meaning, if I am in an egoistic manner alone, I only have two actions and we're using them every day. Every day, every moment. If you want to sustain himself nicely, look at each other, yeah? So, not to be shamed and guard oneself, his own respect, yeah? This is how we are. Each and everyone. Meaning, I can either receive as much as I'm capable, as much as I would be allowed, yeah? So the no one will beat me, yeah? So I'm measuring. Where can I, meaning, to what extent? And to what extent so that I won't be hurt by my ego and my own I, myself. Meaning the desire to receive, know how to do only one deed, to receive. Either restrict itself from receiving. Again, it is not a restriction from suffering. It's just in order not from receiving. It's just a restriction from not suffering. Eventually, the pleasure is anticipated. However, there is an act beyond that whereby the desire to receive can acquire it. Let's draw it. I have a desire to receive. I can either receive in it. This is the easiest, yeah? This is a desire, my desire, and this is the pleasure. And then one is opposite the other. We see, the best we see it with little kids. They know how to receive only, they demand, we give, and that's it. One way. That's how it is in regard to them. The desire can feel hurt by receiving, and then it makes a restriction over itself. Yeah? Meaning, does not receive, saying, I don't want. Something come my way, I reject it. I don't want. Why do not want it? Because there is shame in here, busha in Hebrew. A defect in my respect, in my honor, in my own self. Also egoistic. Yeah? And there could be a different decision here. I sense the importance of the giver. And then a pleasure come away and I do not want to receive it. I reject it. Because I do not want to distance myself from the giver. By receiving, I'm distancing myself from him. I want to resemble him. So what am I doing? I'm making a calculation. What does he want from me? What is he doing? He loves me. He is good and benevolent. He is in love. What does he want for me to enjoy? So I enjoy, I start receiving from him, you see, as here receiving. However, my intention is in order to cause him pleasure by doing so. So the act does not change. The desire to receive works as it worked before. However, it adds the intention. This is the whole change. Hence, our wisdom that assists us in moving from such work with our nature, called the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of how to receive in order to bestow. What are we lacking here in order to do so? To feel the giver, his love that he's bestowing, that I want to use his love towards me in order to bestow in return unto him. Because only if there's love between us to one another, we can both receive from one another and enjoy, and by that cause pleasure to one another. Meaning, I must reveal the giver for that. Not just in order to enjoy from him, rather in order to bestow upon him. I have to reveal him. There are other calculations here, not egoistic ones. All that, well, this is truth, but there's a lot of words here, a lot of talking, but to the point. Everything comes to us by the light. That same light that created us, same light that made all this process with a desire to receive, that same light also act on us and bring us all the connection with the Creator and all these calculations. What are we coming to? We're coming to the fact that we have, therefore, a screen. We want to use the desire, my desire to receive, however, in order to have a connection with the giver. Not just to receive and that's it. Send it my way and I'll take it. Rather, for me to receive, only under the condition that it provides me connection with you, so I'll be like you, that you bestow upon me and I bestow upon you. This thing is called a screen, the intention. And because our desire to receive, as we spoke, is made of five layers of aviyut, coarseness, yeah? Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, and Daled. Then my screen that I want to bestow upon the Creator can be either a weak screen whereby I can only reply to him based on aviyut shoresh, or that I receive more and give him more pleasure, or I receive further and give him greater pleasure, and so on, and even the greatest. Meaning, depend on what aviyut I'm using, accordingly I can cause pleasure to the giver. Say, I drink water at his place, and that's what? Tell me. I can't hear. Juice. What's next? Pirtsovka, vodka. All right, what's next? Say fish and meat. Yeah? Okay. I wrote gadim instead of dagim, so just correcting the spelling. All right, so meaning I already have attitude, a relationship to the giver according to my desire to receive to the extent I use it more, I can bestow upon him more. Oh, look, it's worth my while being more egoist with a greater coarser desire, with a greater pleasures, because then I can cause him more pleasure. The screen that is here, the intention in order to bestow, It truly turns everything around for me. Legs over head, head over legs. Beforehand I didn't want to receive anything. The more I do not receive, the purer I am. Here it is the opposite. The more I receive, the more I enjoy, the more I filled by Him with my intentions that by that He's enjoying. I become more like Him, resemble Him further. I become more spiritual. Meaning spirituality, in truth, it's not like we don't use the desire to receive like a little animal, yeah? Rather, we're using the great desire to receive. The whole malchut of Ein Sof, malchut of infinity, the whole vessel. However, with the intention in order to bestow. Meaning you have the intention, you allow anything. And you will feel the world's of Ein Sof, infinity you feel. Only the intention is what we need to acquire. And then according to the intention, we're using the desire. Hence all our work is such. We have the desire over that desire. We are making a restriction. It's called the first restriction. We are not using the desire in the common manner. Afterwards, we are acquiring masach, screen, and beyond the masach, we start receiving. According to the degree, the size of the masach. Hence, all the process we are undergoing is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yeah. How to use the screen correctly with the intention in order to bestow, and then use all the desire capable of, the more the merrier, with no limits. Everything only as long as it is under the screen. What do I need for that? For that I need to know the Creator, His importance, His attitude, His love towards me, and for me to love Him. So between two lovers, everyone will give the other, everyone will enjoy from the fact that the other enjoy by Him. For that I need to reveal Him. Without His revelation I could not activate the screen. I will not have a screen. Hence this method is called the method of revelation. For without revealing Him, I have no one to do business with. I cannot be impressed by Him, from His attitude towards me, from love, from what I am doing to Him. I'm drinking a cup of tea. Is He enjoying from it or not? I need to sense Him, to sense what is sensed in Him. Truly so. It is more than what we are feeling one another now. When I come to mom and she give me some delicacies, I know she enjoy that, for I eat next to her and say how tasty it is, and truly like that, yeah? In order to cause her pleasure. This is clear for us because it is revealed, one versus the other, and I'm certain that there's love on her part and so on. This is clear, yeah? So we need the same and even further to come to further relationship with the Creator. That sensation that we have to come to adhesion with Him, to such sensation with Him, this is called adhesion. Meaning we are one inside the other entirely. And then you receive as much as you want. You will feel how much you enjoy from you. And you must enjoy, you know, because only a lie doesn't work here, yeah? Only if you enjoy, then He enjoys. Well, this is all in all the method. There is nothing, however, what? We're using the aviyut, the coarseness. If I have no screen, the more I receive, the closer I am to spirituality, yeah? If I do have a screen, the more I receive, I enter spirituality. Hence, what is happening with us? The opposite way. Bala Sulam tell about it as the two sides of the coin. He says the following. There's a barrier here when I rise all the way to the barrier, then my desire to receive increases. However, I receive less. Receive less. Till necessity, zero. When I start working, starting to work with a screen beyond the barrier, the more I work, meaning the desire. It's not desire to receive less. The desire grows constantly, but I raise above it and receive less. Till I come to restriction. And when I start acquiring the masach, the screen, then to the extent I receive more. Until Ein Sof. And this is opposite to all faith and religions and methods where everything there is a restriction. Do not receive, be more spiritual, and all kind of meditation constantly, and diets and limitations. The wisdom of Kabbalah says no. You have to acquire a screen. When you are about to acquire a screen, you have to, it's like there's no limitation on reception less, receiving less, no. Both, also physically. You have to learn, you have to sense, you have to understand, you have to open spirituality. And then by that, you are, by the studying, you are going towards essential necessities that you need nothing further. Meaning what you need in order to exist, in order to attain the screen. This is how it turns out through the studying, by the influence of the light. Everything is by the light. The light, yeah? That reforms. The light that reforms. That's it. So, this point is very important. We are using the desire to receive as much as possible. Here it grows and I receive, use it less by the light, and the desire to receive grows more. We can do it as an opposite pyramid. Yeah. Here is the usage, and here is the desire. And after the barrier, both the usage and desire are the same, both working in limiting one another, in intensifying one another. Yeah, whoever is bigger than his friend, his desire is greater than him, than himself, because he can use it by the screen. This is beyond the screen. The barrier. Oh, a new guy. No. You're here a few times, right? No, not you. You. Oh, I know. There's someone there with a mic. Does to receive in order to bestow, it is a mutual pleasure of using the Creator and bestowing upon the Creator. To receive in order to bestow is using the Creator and bestowing on the Creator. It's a nice question. I understand where it derives from. And indeed, it is true. Indeed, it is true. However, tell me, when you use your mom, yeah? When you're using her love to you in order to bestow back on her, is that considered using someone or not? Say, I have a mom, yeah? Thank God I have a mom still. I come to her. She make me something, I don't know, some porridge. Sometimes come once a year to Canada. She lives in Canada. So I'm using her love. I'm saying how tasty it is, truly. And I'm using her love or not? Taking advantage? Yeah, I take advantage. All right, so is that called taking advantage of others? No. No, because by that I want to bestow upon her the pleasure. So, what is the question? So, the question is whether it's a simultaneous pleasure of taking advantage and of bestowing. I know that I'm taking advantage of her love to me. I know that I'm using my desire to receive in order to enjoy. I must enjoy in order to give her pleasure. It is all together, but all works in one direction. But if spirituality is wholeness, then there has to be there both usage and bestow at the same time. Hence, it is called adhesion, when we are connecting that much that there is no difference between us. That's a nice question. Think about it. Thanks. Think about it. The answer, the true answer is adhesion, because they come to state that there's no difference between us, and then no one using the others. Take advantage. We adhere. We'll move to the third part of the lesson. And before we move to the third part of the lesson, we'll sing a song together.
יש לנו עולם אחד ומאוד רגיש, אם נביט בו מהצד הוא דומה לאיש שכל תא באיבריו חי בהשפעה, בין אדם לחבריו יש רק אהבה. כולנו חלקים של השלם, חיים בינינו את ההשפעה, רוצים להתאחד עם הנותן, לחיות כמוהו את האהבה. המשבר העולמי כבר גלוי לכל, זה אינו עניין גשרי, יש מה לאכול, שברור הפתרון, אין יותר ברירה, כל הדור האחרון חי בהשפעה. כולנו חלקים של השלם, חיים בינינו את ההשפעה, רוצים להתאחד עם הנותן, לחיות כמוהו את האהבה. החיים הם התנועה אל המטרה, החוקים של הבריאה הם ההשפעה, עתידו של העולם הוא הנתינה, בין אדם לכל אדם יש רק אהבה. כולנו חלקים של השלם, חיים בינינו את ההשפעה, רוצים להתאחד עם הנותן, לחיות כמוהו את האהבה. כולנו חלקים של השלם,